Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Katleho siobi uthi ndodana yasi kanye no Pastor Joe kanye no Pastor Mahlaku Sulwani. Siyayivala today. Hey, kubhlungu kumina. Bathi kumnandi ukuhlangana. Yeah. Uma senihlukana akukho mnandi. Hey.
Yeah, we hope God will create another opportunity sometime in the future.
Yebo, kodwa siyamukela ngoba ngithi nalo liyasho izwi ukuthi enye nenye into inesikhathi sayo.
Amen.
Yebo. Sawubona ma.
Siyabona sisibahle. And listeners of Radio Pulpit. Siyaphila sisibahle.
Amen.
What about you?
I'm good. I'm fabulous.
Amen.
If flu ihambile iphumile ngewindow. Gone.
Hallelujah.
God is our healer.
Amen.
Njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila ninjani ma?
Amen.
Sibingelele nabazalwane emakhaya.
Amen. Hey, namhlanje sivala with a bang.
Amen.
Yeah, by the grace of God.
Yebo. Yeah, sibuka namuhla ke ukuthi sizobuka ama principles on how to build a strong foundation. And esibengisho phambilini ngithi singabazalwane or noma impilo yomzalwane is built upon a foundation, and leyo foundation nguKristu. But kunokuthi nje sibone abazalwane ngathi le foundation abame phezukwayo angazi ukuthi manje le kusuka kuyipi le eba nama cracks.
Yeah.
You know, le okuthi uma kuba khona ivungu nabo baya bayanyakaza. Uyabona? So yes, sizobuka ke today ukuthi sizobuka ukubaluleka kahle hle kokwakha phezu kwe foundation ya okuKristu. Baba ithi ngiqale ngakuwe ukuthi unpackele yona singene ngayo kamnandi.
Yeah, it's a topic siyabonga ezinhlizweni zethu that when you see lives you know, relationships being broken, abantwana bangamameli emakhaya, thola ukuthi umzalwane ukukhuluma ngama tongues kodwa may ivunguvungu zifika umangale ukuthi kusekwenzeke kanjani. And it's important that i foundation ibonisa ukuthi isisekelo lo siyakhwe kanjani. And we don't see it when things go well, when everything is okay. But imhlazana kuvela izinto empilweni where you can tell this person did build on a foundation or the foundation is weak. And sithola izwi likaNkulunkulu elichaza in various synoptic gospels, Luke chapter 6, mawufunda 47 to 49, or uya ku Matthew 7 bese uyofunda u 24 to 27 yona ngale version engiphethe ngayo ithi everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys them I will show you whom he is like. Kuthi kunale nto ayiyo ithi he is like a person building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when the floods occurred, kuba khona ivunguvungu against the house, and yet you find ukuthi indlu yakhe does not shake because it has been securely built and founded on the rock. So kuya ngokuthi siyakhwe kubani, but the one who merely ukuthi njena uyalizwa izwi bese makalizwile izwi akalifezi. Ithi iBhayibheli ufana ne muntu oyakhe indlu yakhe but they build the house without a foundation. And when the storms came and it immediately collapsed and ibe ukuthi iba a great loss to the house. So ngamanye amagama we take time to build our lives. But we must be careful on how we build and on what do we build. Because ngakha uthole ukuthi the foundation depends on the type of soil, the type of testing of whatever you're doing. Whether it be a career, you must find ukuthi you have tested the ground and saying, this is like me.
Yeah.
makuthi nje ikhaya ikhaya senza ukuthi i foundation yethu iyakho phezu kwa Christ because ithi balakhela ize abayakha indlu kodwa uNkulunkulu ingasi isisekelo sayo. So izisekelo are important. I heard you when you were having an earlier interview on how childhood things that would not have been taken care of they will start showing up in your adulthood.
Yeah.
And it's because when people built assumed too many things and never looked at the critical components of how they settle their foundations. And what do we talk about? We talk about with mamtwana khula, let there be a foundational teachings that you know ukuthi lo mntana noma ngakhula suke kulendlela I know ukuthi noma hambile uzobuya la ngoba this is isekelo sakhe and leso sakhele ithi mfundise umntwana indlela azohamba ngayo ukuthi noma sikakhulu noma ngahlubuka kiyo once the foundation is solid khuleka uthi mawumbheka manje uthi umntana wami uso abantu basho sona so but if the foundation is solid noma sekakhula uzobuya and come back to himself like the prodigal son.
Yeah.
So it is important that we set foundations and those foundations kunanga lendlela esikhuluma ngayo ekhaya and maybe umama will uzochaza leyo esikhuluma nga a hand illustration on what are the basics even according to the word of God and even about prayer.
Mhm. Mm. Ungangena mama.
Amen. So the foundations, yeah, they are very important. And as we are on the foundation of the way, around the word of God, the Bible says, go Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it does say to us we need the word of God, we depend on the word of God for us to have faith. And again, hearing the word of, that is, hearing comes also by the word of God. Hearing the message of Christ comes through the word of God. So without the word of God, we cannot hear the message of Christ. Ukuthi uChrist can save us. Ukuthi we can be saved through Jesus Christ. So the word is critical bathandekayo njengoba ubaba segashilo and we hear the message of the gospel through the word and by the word of God. So this word of God we say also ebandleni to say like a teaching just along those lines hore it's like we give them a hand illustration hore the word imagine if you are holding the word through your first finger the small finger that is finger number 10 you cannot hold your Bible ka one finger so what the fingers we say they stand for the first the first small finger it's for hearing when we hear the word preached in church and so on and then the second one will be when we read the word of God in church or wherever we are or at home we read. The third one will be for studying the word of God. When we study the word of God, we get maybe another version of the Bible. Sithatha ngesiZulu ngesi kaSotho byalo 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 ka English ka NIV whatever version. So that is studying and the dictionary as well. The other words that we don't understand, we look also in the dictionary. That is number three, studying the word of God. And then after we've studied and we understand, then we memorize the word. That is finger number four. And then when we memorize, like the verses like, for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we memorize those verses. And then the fifth one is we meditate. Now that we have memorized that God loved the world, let's meditate on it. That is, we learn. We meditate through whatever a faculty, the mind, the heart, and all that we memorize, we meditate on the word of God, horere understand it better. And so that we move to the last part of the hand illustration, which is the palm. So that once we've memorized that word, then we meditate on it and then we apply it. So the last part ke application. So it's five, and the sixth one is we apply the word. Applying means doing the word. It means doing what the word of God says we should do and going out there and doing the word. Amen.
Amen. And that's what Christ says.
Yeah.
Whoever hears my word
mm-hmm.
and doesn't do anything about it is like a person who then would not have any foundation.
Yeah.
Would be building on nothing.
Yeah.
And it's important that we do that. Obviously, there will be all the other foundational issues, like where you start just about life in general,
yeah.
about teaching your children to be able to you give them some educational toys, and that's really after the real foundation a corner, so that we are sure with magasuka lapha ayoqala u great RR uso kunama foundations ahleliwe ekhaya akayothola foundation class only magaya esikolweni. Charity begins
at home. Yes.
Amen.
So kusho ukuthi yonke into esiyenzayo
yes.
Kumele siqaphele ukuthi sakha phezu kwe foundation enjani.
Correct.
Whether usemsebenzini.
Yes.
Whether usekhaya.
Yeah.
Whether ungena emshadweni ngoba nginokuzwa futhi leyo emishado nama relationship ukuthi if niqala mhlambe whatever niqalayo ngamanga.
Yes.
Angeke ilunge.
It's not solid.
Because if foundation bokungamanga.
Yes.
So it means uma iloko ehamba izokollapse.
Kuzoba nala those cracks you are talking about will start showing ukuthi how.
Yeah.
Angathi sithi kunama stages even lawo kulowo mshado.
Yeah.
So zihamba kahle siyahalalisa sonke.
Yeah.
But soon thereafter we see ukuthi hayi man mathi kune crack la.
Uh-huh.
Mawuthi upatcha le crack kuphume enye crack lapha.
Yeah.
And then you almost say but uzabubuze mhlambe makuthi uinspector uthi ungathi nakhe kuphi la nithena reinforce le foundation.
Yeah.
And mawuthola ukuthi labantu ba they had good intentions but the foundation was just not right.
Yeah.
Kuba nalezi zinto which occur which requires manje ukuthi it's either you reinforce the foundation or utiliza lendlu uiqale kabusha.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge.
Yeah. Asingene nasenkonzweni.
Yes.
Uma mhlambe uzongena uzojoina mhlambe i family yesonto elithize.
Yes.
Ubona kanjani ukuthi this church i foundation abakhe kuyona i foundation ka Christu?
Yeah. Well, you firstly have to be able to do your observation.
Yeah.
Chokuthi ungamani ungena uzinikele.
Mhm.
Awubheke ukuthi laba bantu isekelo sabo ingaba yizwi lenkosi na.
Yeah.
Laba bantu isekelo sabo ingaba umkhuleko na.
Mhm.
Lo umkhuleko uyenzwa ngayiphi indlela?
Mhm.
Ithi ngibuke labo abasebakhona ngoba you get attracted to people who are like you.
Mhm.
Makuthi serious ne foundation uzohlolisisa i foundation leyo kuya ngalendlela wena uNkulunkulu has wired you up.
Yeah.
And you can tell ukuthi la like you've said ngaye marriage ukuthi yeah ungathi ngisifake la bengafanelanga ukuthi ngene khona because I didn't take time.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say take time to understand before you commit. Ngakho nje uvulela abantu ukuthi they can be part of the crowd in the church because not everybody in your church is your member.
Yeah.
Una la baza bay crowd nje zobona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Mase kubona ukuthi la ekhaya kuyahlaleka, then they take the next step. Allow people to move step by step in the process. And ubathatha kuleyo process, let it be based on the word of God ukuthi babone ukuthi bayakhula ungakho ama disciples ka Christu had to be able to go through a process and lamalanga senza ukuthi as long as umuntu athi ngiyajoin abazalwane siyahalalisela, yes, it's good, but we need to be able to say akume kancane si hamba through these classes, we tell you about our faith, we tell you about what our belief system is, senza kanjani izinto la ekhaya, mawuvumelana nalokho bona ukuthi ya no ngaba ingxenye lelikhaya, then you are on a solid foundation. Obviously you cannot, there are no guarantees as you go, sometimes you'll tell whether I have made the right choice or not.
Wow. 26 after 4 o'clock sikhuluma la sibuka ama principles on how to build a strong foundation ngikanye no Pastor Joe kanye no Pastor Mahlaku Solwane, and now we get unga engage nathi kule ngxoxo mhlambe uyaphawula o unombuzo incingo sivuliwe 0123341322, WhatsApp call 0781400778, noma unga tumela i text nge WhatsApp 0826572729, ne voice note ungayithumela lapho 0826572729. It is thathe elincane nje ikhefu, siyabuya
phulaphula i radio pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweliliswe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu le-Facebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi we-Radio Pulpit ku-Facebook.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
0123341322, WhatsApp call 0781400778, what text voice note 0826572729, gune WhatsApp lana. Afternoon baba no mama and sis bahle, foundation is important for our faith and for our lives. Lomyalezo phuma ku family, yes, a good news. Good news, good news of hope. Uthi amen. Uthi the Mahlangu family are listening. Thanks sis Bahle for hosting our parents. Ngiyabonga nami ukuthi nje uyazi baye bathi bahle sikhona si available ukuthi nathi sizoshare lokhu uNkulunkulu asiphe kona. Yeah, njengoba ke namuhla sikhuluma le ndaba, so umbuzo ukuthi what type of a believer are you, mzalwane, when you face the storms of life?
Yeah.
Ngabe ugijimela kwabanye and then bese ke bakunikeza ama advices ukuthi yenza kanje, uhlanganise lokhu nalokhu nalokhu, and uma ubhekana naleyo ma challenges, ngabe le foundation le owakhe phezu kwayo izoma yini?
Yeah.
Yes,
ngeke inyakazeke. Yebo, ukushoyo.
Aha.
And yes, ngithanda nale inkulumo ka Apostle Paulus ku Ephesians 2:20, uthi together we are his house.
Yeah.
Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Amen.
So kusho ukuthi kahle kahle sinaso isisekelo. Masisuka kuso senza izinto lezo zithi ma sesixakekile, and then we do things that we shouldn't be doing, we should be asking. Kufana nomntwana mani mbona aganga la but lo mntwana ukhuliswe ngubani wakabani. So sometimes see letter e Christianity into disrepute.
Yeah.
Yokuthi ibhekelwe phansi ivangeli yethu ngoba masidlule ezinkingeni. Sometimes singabazalwane labo basitshele ukuthi hamba kuphi kuphi uze umuntu abazasho athi hey bengithi angenzi manje bengizawuthini bengizakwenza kanjani ngafanele ukuthi ngithi ngishayele short left ngashaye short left. If you're on a solid foundation, whatever you're going through, God will see you through and stay on track ungasuki kuye. And that's why Jesu athi this church that I'm building, it's on the rock, and the gates of hell shall not stand against it. Nothing can stand against us if sihlala kuye oyidwala elingunaphakade.
Yes, another way to strengthen our foundation is to base it on prayer as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the word of God. Kanye nomkhuleko. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 says pray without ceasing.
Yep.
And we also see that in the life of Christ. As we read Guma Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, we see the prayer life of Jesus Christ there.
Correct.
Like he would spend the whole night praying. And he emphasized ukuthi a relationship, because prayer is about a relationship.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not about us coming before God and bringing in a long list yeicelo and like a shopping. I always say it's like we're bringing a shopping list before God. But actually prayer is about a relationship.
Correct.
Yes.
We don't pray because we are afraid that something bad would happen. But we pray because we need to keep in touch with him and we need to keep the communication going between us and him, and we need the fellowship with him.
It is our lifestyle.
Correct.
Hallelujah.
Correct.
It's our lifestyle as Christians.
So
that's another powerful way. Yoguti, this foundation should remain strong, should remain strengthened. And even where maybe we didn't build kahle.
Yes.
Maybe somebody is saying, no, I mean, I don't think the foundation was right, and what must I do now? But God is a God of a second chance.
Amen.
If we are willing to go back to him and just start by asking for forgiveness, that maybe we started this way. We started because we were too excited, or the children grew up and we didn't teach them the right way, or we didn't teach them the way they grew, but we can still teach them. We can still ask God to help us even now to go back and do it the right way, no matter where maybe there are we've omitted to do it according to God's way.
Yeah.
He's a God of a second chance. Amen.
Amen.
Uyazi, sisakhuluma ngababandla, ne? You know, most of the time, if kukhona nje izinto ezenzakalayo emabandleni, uzwe abantu bathi, uyazi abantu uma bengabuyela kule mfundiso efana nase AOG. Esikhathini esiningi babekisa nge AOG. Ngobani? Ngoba isekelo sase AOG.
Yes.
You know, isekelo okuwukuthi asinyakaziswa ilutho. And nanoma umuntu esekhulile, mhlambe niyakhuluma ngezinto zobuKristu, uza umuntu athi wena ukhulele AOG. Yes, babuke babuka your lifestyle, babuka angazi qala indlela bebagqoka ngayo abantu base AOG, you know, and all those things about my makeup, you know, bezingekho. So uzo umuntu athi hayi wena, I know ukuthi uphuma kwelipi ibandla. So it shows ukuthi if foundation important kangakanani. So baba, imaphi ama benefits of Christ as our foundation?
Well, the benefits of uKristu njenge sisekelo sethu is that in everything that we do, kuba nalezo zimpawu like you rightly say ukuthi bayabheka abantu. That's why uKristu athi abantu bazanazi ngalendlela enithandana ngayo. They look at that to saying, okay, what is the kind of the way in which you do things out of a loving heart? What do you do in terms of repentance? Yokuthi ingaba yabona ileya ilebo khuluma ngayo ethi, you know, mawusindisiwe ufanele sazi ukuthi usindiswe kuphi. So sibone ukuthi the repentance yenze kanjani. We see how you obey imiyalo kaKristu. So we see how the your life fulfills the purposes of God. Nokholo kwakho, how actually na sometimes my izinto zixakile, you are fearless and uhleli emkhulekweni uthi ngiyazi ukuthi umhlengi wami uyaphila. Manje abantu bathi mabakubheka bathi no man, lo muntu ithemba lakhe liqinile. Kanjani? It's because utshalwe esisekeleni esifanele, and we important ukuthi isekelo sakhe, when there is movement, you know, these days siphila esikhathini lapha kunama movements, that your movement is stable. Noma umuva bayabona ukuthi lo muntu umuva ngalendlela yokuthi i foundation yakhe kunala imbeke khona. He moves without splitting apart. Maro yambona ukuthi lo muntu uhleli noma i damage ingaba khona to the structure, but because the foundation yakhe is strong, umbona ukuthi usese nethemba. Actually ileyo bathi bangasusa amadonga kodwa i foundation, but no, le isese ile ukuthi mawuyilungisa ingalungiseka because it's been properly built and it's also properly supported against the flood and the storm. Umile loko kuwile, ngithi ngesinye isikhathi umuntu uyagula and loses weight. Uyabona ukuthi hey, lo muntu zimshayile, mara zimshayile usamile ekukholweni kwakhe. Kungakho ingoma yesiXhosa ithi ukholo lwami ndonyuka nalo. It means I'm not gonna, and then ngesindebele ithi ngiyolukakarela, ngiyobambelela. Ukuthi uthole ukuthi abantu bathi manje hayi izinto zizomshaya suke naku Kristu, ithi yini engasihlukanisa nothando lukaNkulunkulu na.
Akukho
ongazi, ingaba izinhlupheko, ingaba ukulahlekelwa izithanda zethu, ingaba sometimes even, you know, jobs, because sometimes when we are in our jobs we are very relaxed. But mhlazana that foundation gets shaken, uNkulunkulu athi no, I don't want you to be a worker, I want you to be a job creator for others. But ma kwenzeka that shift iba ubhlungu, and then inyakazise nokukholwa kwethu. So when we look at those principles zikaKristu yokuthi nje singakwazi ukuthi siyakhe edwaleni, and masiyakhe edwaleni noma kungeza ivunguvungu ezinjani, which will test our faith, we can stand.
Manje uwenza kanjani if uyaqaphela ukuthi le foundation bowakhe phezukwayo aksiyoni foundation is strong, and if foundation ukuthi nanoma yinini ingawa, so yini okumele uyenze to rebuild?
That's exactly what architects do. Beza bazo assess. Sometimes it's important when the foundations are shaking, have reliable people who can help you assess how strong this foundation can be, and you do even a self-assessment. And into ngayenza, as I say, the option is you reinforce. Bayakwazi ukuthi you dig below the foundation and you put some reinforcements that says the cracks that have been there zizoba limited, ngeke sizaya further than how they have been. And apart from that, then you start being able to make sure that then you put, you know, but in that spiritual concrete under your foundation, such that the layer mhlambe be too shallow, that's why it cracks. Bungatikanga deep. That's why it's just important ukuthi how high you want to build, you must then dig deeper. So you need to go down for your building to go up. So it means you might have to kulegela ikhaya lakho khulekela umsebenzi wakho khulekela abantwana bakho base sebancane uya madolweni uya phansi ujule and maso ujulile then you are putting a solid foundation that masebakha impilo zabo because you know your prayer will lift them up and their characters will sustain them so it means noma somkhulekela umntwana kufanele kube nalento othe wayitshala ezothi noma khuphuka angadakwa yibusiso so it is important ukuthi then reinforce mawubona ukuthi okay lo mntwana se izinto zimhambela kahle mara ungathi ukhohliwe indaba yokukhuleka se uyenza lokhu nalokhu instead of focusing on God you keep on nudging and reminding ukuthi yazi ukuthi konke lokho nakho unakho because uNkulunkulu unawe and ezinyo imikhuleko yabazalwane
Amen.
Mama.
Amen. Yes, I think it takes us to back to what Ubaba said from the word of God that teach a child in the way they should go.
Correct.
And when they are grown, they will not depart from it. Because even if some, because of maybe either bad influence, going with wrong company, they drift from the way. But we see many of them. They do later in life, after many prayers, and the parents were about to give up. They do get back on track because of their foundational teachings and prayers, Zabazali or the community they grew up in.
Yeah.
But I also liked your example, Sisibahle, about AOG. Uguti, even us, although we are young or small organizations, maybe just starting, we do learn from these other organizations who've been there for 50 years and 100 years and more. You know, the Wesleyan Church, the one that was built by John Wesley. We read a lot of church history, and we learn. Ukuthi, even us, njengoba we are in a ministry, but we need to learn from those who've gone on before us.
Yes,
there are very, very, very important principles that we learn from their literature. Abu John Wesley, how they started and everything.
Ukuthi bayibeke kanjani le foundation.
Yes, nabo bayibeka kanjani le foundation. And also the Catholic Church. We learn we from every movement or church, we try to get maybe that which is relevant to us. Not everything, obviously, but we select that which we think it aligns with our vision and mission, mission and vision and everything. And then we take those principles, we work on them. Like the Catholic Church, they would say, give me a child from the age of like zero or one and until the age of seven. Give me a child until the age of seven, and I'll give you back a Catholic. So it shows ukuthi bayajula from whatever age leyo when the child can understand. Then bayajula in giving, pumping in the principles of their belief system and their principles. Bayajula ukuthi they should teach these young ones. And when they are 7 years, they know that once they are 7 years and they've pumped in this doctrine, then the child would be a Catholic. And they say, I'll give you back a Catholic. And that is what they want. So we also look into those years. It's very and delicate years from one or whatever age until seven. We look at those. Then it means our children's ministry, it should be strong in line with the word. And also AOG, of course, we learn a lot from them. And originally, or for many years, we also came from International Assemblies of God. We were part and parcel and believers in International Assemblies of God for many years. And we learned a lot as well from them. So the list goes on and on and on. But I'm just saying it's good, of course, for us to learn from these institutions who've been there for many, many years. And they are still standing strong even up till now.
Mm. Yeah, actually, one good example, it's also the Jewish culture that says when a young person grows until the age of 12,
yeah,
especially if it's a boy child, they make sure that already he understands the fasting, already knows how to, you know, do certain prayers.
Yeah.
So, and we know that also in terms of developmental studies, when a boy is at 12, just before they become teens, it's important that you have imparted everything that you think you should have imparted.
Yeah.
Once they are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Teens.
Teens. They already have made up their mind one way or the other.
Yeah.
They are just respecting you because they live under your roof. But in terms of whether they follow your belief system, if you are not prayerful, they will tell you, hey, you know what? I've seen you are a Christian, but you are not prayerful. So whatever you're trying to teach me when I'm 16, 17, I'm like, sorry, you need to be my coach, not my teacher. So we need to be quite intentional on setting strong foundations.
Yeah.
When the girl child sees how they are being treated, whether treated by their mom or their dad, they make up their mind as to what kind of future lifestyle do I really need, because I have read the script at home. So says good to see incwadi efundwayo. And once this thing is strong in our fundamentals, we can't fool our children. They have seen us.
Yeah.
And singabachela yonke into sifuna ukubatshela yona, but they say no, but the lifestyle being asileyo. So it's important that we strengthen our foundations.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like you rightly said, ma sibona kukhona la kune weakness.
Yeah.
Let's restore those family altars. Nothing wrong mawuthi kubantwana, abantwana bam ngiyazi ukuthi besingakhuleki, kodwa sengiyabona ukuthi nina nonke niyakhula, and I want you to be able to know this foundation. Ngicela sibuyele kuloko besikwenza, such that you can be able nani ukudlulisa lento, and abantwana bazodlulisa lento ebay observe ekhaya. So let's solidify the family foundations,
the family
and
foundation.
The family altars.
Hey, uyazi mfundisi mawukhuluma kanje, there is this video.
Yes.
This young girl.
Yeah.
Who expose the family.
Yeah.
And the family, the family abantu abakholwayo.
Yeah.
So this young girl, because uyabona ukuthi le family yakhe, they don't practice logo abakushoyo.
Correct.
Kubantu. So uthi I'm tired.
Yeah.
Because now they want to control me. Even noma sengiphumile ekhaya.
Correct.
They want to sabotage my life.
Yeah.
And mina ngibonile ukuthi no man. Lento yenzakala ekhaya akusinto engifuna kuyiphila mina kwami.
Correct.
So now this young girl uthi I'm fed up.
Yeah.
I'm doing this video is just a warning. Akakhiphanga all the secrets ukuthi izinto ezenzakalayo ekhaya. But it is just a warning. Uyaba warn ukuthi nyekeleni. Because you don't practice what you preach.
That's
ekhaya ansi lento eniyiyo uma ningaphandle.
Yeah.
So as you saying mfundisi ukuthi is important, as you saying ukuthi abantwana bayabuka, they don't listen
they
to what
see.
You say.
They see, they observe.
Correct. And how crucial this is, it's that we cannot have a double lifestyle and hope to get away with it. Because labantwana, as you rightly say now, bayabuka ukuthi hawo lento benisifundisa yona ungathi nenza I opposite.
And about the freedom of speech.
And social media now even giving them the whole publicity that Maui bona kufana noma wenze something ekhaya bayakwazi ukubayibeka ukuthi hayi ningamboni nje athi umelapha e pulpit.
Naku.
And mase kasho kanjalo ubona ngathi umntana ungene uma demon, it's just because they've read a script and saying we can't live this life ekhaya, live this life in church, live this life in public, live this life in private? Why can't we just have one life
yeah.
that can transition through all these stages? So kubalulekile ukuthi mama foundations are strong. Nabo mabahluka kuyo. They will not do the blame game, but they will take accountability for themselves.
Yeah.
Yazi mina just ngithengahluleke ekhaya bazamile ngithemani nje ngahluleka kodwa Nkosi ngiyabuya. And we are praying that for every child who might be discouraged because of what they observed, may they find inhliziyo ezakwazi ukuxolela abazali so that they do not themselves perpetuate the same thing.
Yes.
Because lento umoya, it becomes a spirit
yes.
that then gets passed on. And then uzomangala mase uthola the whole narrative ukuthi how abazalwane besibathembe kangaka beba hold at this position and that position. But it's because we have not been consistent in solidifying. Oh, noma sesibona ama cracks.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong ukuthi bantwana bami yazi yini ngithenga phazama. Asibuyele nenkosini. Ngiyaphenduka. Izinto ezinye ezingayenzeki kahle. Iba ilezo zinto if let's say bezi correctiwe. They would not be passed on to the children.
Yeah.
Or to our children's children, and I stand against any other spirit that is not from God. That it should be able to repeat itself. Umuntu azakathi yo yes lo ungikhumbuza umalume bekanje kwenzeka so kwenzeka so maybe into ezinhle ezizo report you in that way. It's because we have repented. You ask about what are those principles?
Yeah.
One of the principles is repentance. Ungasabi ukutshela abantwana. Abantwana bami ngiyaphenduka ngakhuluma kabi kinina ngikhuluma nje ngomzalwane.
Ngiyaxolisa.
Ngiyaxolisa.
Yes. Wow. Umamthethwa la uthi thank you for hosting honored guest nayo uphuma la emdenini we good news hope kusele imizuzu nje emibili emithathu bazalwane ifu sathanda ukungena uPaul kule ndaba ngizokunikeza only a minute or 2 minutes 0123341322 ngiyacabanga ukuthi njoba sikhuluma kanje ezinye izinto uya nota phansi ukuthi ku important kanjani ukuthi lapha ekhaya undlala i foundation okuwukuthi kusasa abantwana uma bekhula ngaphansi kwayo le foundation kube yizinto ezinhle abazoyithatha baphinde bayindlulisele nakwabanye 0123341322 WhatsApp 0826572729 WhatsApp call 0781400778 sisabalindile kanjalo baba in closing
yes
yeah in closing ungathini kuwo wonke umuntu olalela
in closing I could be able just to saying the things that you believe are important to you and the priorities that you believe God has laid in your heart and these things are things that are deep down in your heart. Create very strong foundational things that could strengthen those things. And sometimes, well, if let's say it's at work, make sure that you do some kind of reading.
Yeah.
Because your foundations are sometimes is strengthened by what you read.
Yeah.
And by what even you write and your experiences. And you need to be able to look as isn't or nezimpao na those areas where God has helped you, and it, which is because of your solid foundation. And make sure that those principles, when I was sharing abanye ukuthi nabo bakwazi ukuthatha I example, because izwi lenkosi lithi getting especially in the book of Peter, it says keep your behavior excellent even amongst the Gentiles, so that the things in which they slander you as evildoers may be because of your goodness or your good deeds. As they observe you, they should see things that they need to glorify God in their day of visitation. So you must just always saying abantu bazokhuluma, and mabakhuluma mina fanele ngihlale phezu kwalesisekelo. and izothi muva babone ukuthi all that I was doing imsebenzi yami emihle, they were observing them, and it will bring glory to God as demonstrating ukuthi uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukuthi ngiyenzeni. So ngithanda ukuthi kubazalwane ngathi hlala ezisekelweni zevangeli
uNkulunkulu. Amen. Mama,
mina I'd like to say in like this phrase ukuthi life of integrity njengabazalwane is very important.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, let's be who we are. Let's be transparent.
Correct.
And let's live one life. Be a man or a young person or a woman of one life.
Yes.
Whether you are at home, whether you are in church, whether you are in the community, whether you are at work, wherever where you are, when people speak about you, there should be something where there's a resounding yes.
Yes.
This is the person. This is how we know him. This is how we know her. But also, I just want to say, we shouldn't, like, we're not speaking about when we go to be with the Lord. No.
Yeah.
While we are still on earth.
Correct.
Let people go in that agreement, unanimous agreement. Ogoti, yes, this is how we know this person. She's exactly like the way bamukhuluma ngakhona. So that is integrity.
Yeah.
What integrity is all about. Ngoba, there are so many examples of what people would say one thing and preach, and then later we hear other things. Zivumbuluka. So bazalwane, I think that pattern ngempela uNkulunkulu asize, it mustn't reappear, it mustn't be there at all.
Yes.
Just one life,
siphile,
one life that people would know wherever, whoever lives with us, whoever we meet at work, whoever we meet in the community, wherever we go. Just when people say he's like this, that must be a good and perfect example to believers and to people even who don't believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one life, live it with integrity.
Amen.
Hashtag one life.
Siyabonga kakhulu, baba, siyabonga mama.
Amen.
Nitholakala kuphi uma ningekho la emoyeni?
082-447-5165.
Or you can get us on Facebook, Good News of Hope Ministries, in Benoni, and then ungasithola nagu Twitter. We are busy with the TikTok now.
Hey.
There are some TikToks that we are experimenting with, and we believe people can also see us there. And your comments are always acceptable.
Amen.
We believe that it solidifies our foundations.
Amen.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, Radio Pulpit. Sisibahle.
Thank you.
Umuhle.
Thank you.
So zonke izindlela ukwazi ukusamukela ngazo. You made us feel at home. And to all the listeners and Christians all over in the radio pulpit, 400,000 more people that are listening, we are saying, may God graciously bless you.
Amen.
May your foundations be strengthened by the Lord himself.
Nathi sifundile okukhulu uyazini, sidlile.
Amen.
Siyabonga kunina, and siyabonga nakumdeni wonke we Good News
Of hope. Yes.
Good News of Hope.
Yes, it's very tongue-tied.
Thank you.
Pastor Ray Lekhodi uyeza uzohlala nawe njoba seku 5 o'clock, mina bese ngiyabuya ekseni ngo 4 ohlelweni umphathlalatsane. Bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.